Listening Mini Test 3. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to an architecture professor talk about hazards in the home.
It used to be that the safety of a house was judged simply by whether it stood up or not. Well, things have changed. During the 20th century, people began to build houses with synthetic materials. And unfortunately, these materials have proved over time that they endanger the health of the owners or the house's occupants, since the owner doesn't necessarily live in the place. So, what are these synthetic materials? Well, asbestos, for example. Asbestos, which was used as roofing sheets and paneling. This was found to cause memory loss. No, I'm sorry. It causes lung cancer. Asbestos has been found to cause lung cancer, and formaldehyde causes memory loss. Formaldehyde was used in insulating foams, synthetic resins, and glues in things like plywood, chipboard, hardboard. Formaldehyde used in this way causes damage to the nervous system and, as I said before, memory loss, severe memory loss. Then there are wood preservatives. Now, wood preservatives contain potent fungicides and insecticides. These cause cirrhosis of the liver, bone marrow atrophy, and nervous disorders. I'm really painting a bleak picture, aren't I? And that brings us to paints. At one time, lead was the major ingredient in paint. You may think that when lead levels were restricted due to lead poisoning, that was the end of the problem. Now, get this. Paint technologists came up with even more poisonous metals, such as cadmium, to add to paints. Okay. The dangers of synthetic material are most apparent when a fire breaks out. Experts say that today, more people are killed by toxic fumes in house fires than by the fire itself. We may have used a lot of synthetic materials in house building, but in fact, for every synthetic material used in a home, there's a biological or natural counterpart. Okay, well, we can't very well go and tear down our houses and start from scratch. However, there are ways to recognize and safely remove some synthetic material and replace it with natural alternatives.
1. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Well, asbestos, for example. Asbestos, which was used as roofing sheets and paneling. This was found to cause memory loss. No, I'm sorry. It causes lung cancer.
Why does the professor say this?
No, I'm sorry. It causes lung cancer.
Two. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
These cause cirrhosis of the liver, bone marrow atrophy, and nervous disorders. I'm really painting a bleak picture, aren't I?
Why does the professor say this?
I'm really painting a bleak picture, aren't I?
Three. Why does the speaker mention fires? Four. What would be an example of a natural building material? Five. What might the listeners do as a result of this lecture?